Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us.
Tuesday.
To get to. Still, I mean, just a busy, busy day.
Yeah, man.
In Atlanta sports. Falcons are still getting underway training. Yesterday was the first day of actual on-field work. They're not hitting each other or anything like that, but they can be out there. Saw some video of Matt throwing the ball to Julio and Todd Gurley and all that, which was fun. Dante Fowler going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. Jarvis Davis going to join us in about 25 minutes. He was up there yesterday, as some media does get to go. It's obviously not what it normally is. But
my boy Jarvis, man. My boy Jarvis. See, Jarvis is as big as Jarvis is a – he is a proud media member. Like, he will – he's bona fide. So this is why I need Jarvis, because we're going to have
him on. All
me and
Jarvis.
No, y'all are. Me and Jarvis are, because y'all wish y'all could be in the scrum right now. I don't. But anyways, me and Big George Foster, we're going to start a business, all right? We're going to be the Huckabuck people of Gwinnett County, all right? And I know Jarvis know about them Huckabucks, the Huckabuck ladies. So we're going to be the Huckabuck men, and we're going to make hand over fist. Hand over fist.
So I don't know anything.
You don't know what a damn Huckabuck is. You
know. I don't know what the Huckabuck lady is. I don't know what a Huckabuck. I know who George Foster is.
Yeah,
great man.
Well, it's a hood thing, man. The Huckabuck lady was the one, she would get the Kool-Aid, right, and she put it in the cup and freeze it. And it costs a quarter, and that's what you call her, the Huckabuck lady. But like when I grew up, the Huckabuck lady was also the candy lady. So she had all the candy. So you get you a dollar or so, and you know you set for the afternoon as far as with some Nylators. Some of that Bazooka Joe, you know, all the little sour strings, man. So that's what the Huckabuck is. And I miss the Huckabuck. You ever had Kool-Aid in a cup and you freeze it? I ain't talking about the stuff from the store. I'm talking about the stuff you actually make.
Yeah, I've done that. We used to do all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah,
like
the Huckabuck lady.
So, try to make anything into a popsicle. Everything turns into a popsicle the way you want it to.
You just gotta know how to cook that stuff, man. I mean, but I'm surprised that you don't, because y'all like them malt beers. Like real quick, I told you, my sister-in-law and my niece, they're coming tonight. And so my sister-in-law, she's like, Randy, could you get me some Trulies? I mean, and I had to think about it, because I was like, I'm not going to curse, because whatever people like to drink, they want to drink. But I said, no, because if I go to the store and buy you some Trulies, my credit card company is going to call me, because they know I won't buy nothing that soft. So they probably think my stuff is stolen. You know,
you got a softness meter on your credit card?
Yeah, but I got a softness meter. So
anything
I'm sure
soft is purchased, they make a phone call.
Yeah, they make a phone call. Miss McMichael. Did you purchase Trulies? Hell no, I ain't purchased. So I ain't buying no damn Trulies with my money. You know,
what else is on the soft list, like that you can't buy? They would call you about.
Trulies, probably like green tea, you know, stuff like that, man.
Anything organic gets purchased.
Yeah.
Immediate phone call.
You know, and because I'm hard. I'm hard. I don't do soft. All right, this is on me. I do hard. All right, I don't do soft. And he's talking about give me some Trulies. So I was like, ain't buying no damn Trulies. Yeah, talk to your sister. But yeah, it's gonna be fun. They're gonna be, and then you know, because it's gonna be people in my house, and they ain't gonna be here for a minute. And she's wonderful. I love her. She's so sweet. But she's 22, and eventually 22 gonna get on Randy's nerves, you know. And then you got my niece Wave, who's a 1 foot firecracker and mean as hell. But that's why me and her get along, because you know me and her will relate to each other by being mean to folks. But yeah, man, talking about buy me some Trulies. Man, no damn Trulies. I'm gonna go to get you some damn wine coolers.
I mean, again, I'm telling you, a Truly and a White Claw, not that far off from an Amstel Light or a whatever you can say, whatever you want to say. Yeah.
Whatever you want to say. All right. I ain't buying no damn Trulies, no Bear Claws, none of that.
You can buy whatever you want. I'm just saying.
In the food pyramid
of alcoholic beverages, those are on the same level.
And I knew Wendy was going, Trulies, don't knock it till you try it. I ain't got to knock nothing. I ain't trying it.
You're knocking it. You're knocking. You said your credit card would send an alert because it's so soft. That's knocking. You are officially knocking Trulies, and you've done it before. White Claws, too.
Yeah, man. No.
And the beer that I drink, which is stronger and more delicious than the beer that you drink.
I don't knock your beer.
Every chance you get, you knock it.
I said I don't drink it. You can drink what the hell you want to drink. I ain't drinking it. I ain't drinking no sour beer. All right. Only time I drink sour beer is when I leave my damn beer out all night and just want to drink something real quick. You know, because it gets skunky a little bit. That's the only time I drink something like that sour. All right.
I'll get you a light beer from a local brewery.
That's fine, and I will drink it. I will
just
drink
like a just a nice lager pilsner, but it'll have a little more flavor to it, and you'll enjoy it more.
Because whenever I go to breweries, I always get the lightest beer they have. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. I can do that, but don't be throwing no mixes in my beer. Don't be throwing no sour mix. Don't be throwing no sugar in there. Just I like it brown with suds.
Reporting live from Little Burn, here's Randy McMichael.
Spicy take of the day. That's really funny, though. The idea that your credit card would send an alert out if anything soft was purchased. That's so good. All right. Jarvis is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll get back to some damn good questions with Brian at 1240. We are going to talk to Dante Fowler from the Falcons at 140 as well. But let's get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Johnson and Allday. Injury attorneys, visit johnsonallday.com.
All damn day.
Things are clean cut process, and you know, it's very, very thorough and open, and I feel good being here, and everybody looks like they're happy to be back. So just having that protocol in place was very important for the players, and to be able to get that done, and we just got, you know, eyes forward, moving forward. So I'm excited to be back to work.
Yeah, that Grady Jarrett joined the show yesterday talking about the protocol, the safety, the testing, everything that the Falcons and other teams in the NFL are doing to make the players not only feel safe, but actually be safe at training camp. One thing that we talked about yesterday, Randy, was that the ratified CBA, the ratified agreement that they had for this season hadn't been signed. It has been. They signed it earlier today, so that has been taken care of. And the final day to opt out is Thursday. So the opt-out date wasn't moved up. It was actually moved back slightly. So the players have till Thursday of this week to opt out and still get that money, depending on what they qualify for.
Right.
So maybe we see more players between now and Thursday decide not to participate.
Well, we'll see, Andy. And, you know, I am a little surprised by the number of players, especially on one specific team, you know. But the thing with it is, if you look at these guys that are leaving, like – C.J. Mosley leaving over $10 million on the table.
He is.
You know, I mean, you know, and I mean, there's reasons why these guys are deciding not to play, and I respect their decision always. And just like Grady said yesterday, I respect the fact that he wants to play. One of my buddies just texted me and was like, if you were, and he's always listening because he loves our show, but he's like, if you were still playing, would you opt in or out? And I said, I would probably opt in. I would probably go play because I look at it, this is what I do. I play football, you know, and you know, I don't turn down nothing but my collar. I can't walk away from no commas, man. I mean, that's just what it is.
And unless Trulies. You turned down Trulies also.
Man, damn the Trulies. I truly, truly don't want to drink that blank. And so, yeah, so. My man, it is my partner Jimmy. That's it, because my man Jimmy, him and his crew out there laying down that pavement down there somewhere. So I give a shout out to my main man Jimmy. But yeah, I'm just like, you know, I mean, I will always respect your decision to do whatever you feel is safe for you and your family. Because I think people don't realize sometimes, Andy, that football players and no, all professional athletes, men and women, most of us, we do have families. We got family, you know, and we are human other than what you see on TV, and we do have real life problems sometimes. And for guys not to want to play, and, you know, I get it. I know the NFL, you can say you support the players. They're not happy about these players opting out. Not one bit.
No,
you know,
of course
they're not happy. They're not
that's
happy
why they tried
that.
To move the data.
Yes, that's
so
why
guys,
they do,
so less guys would do it. They felt like it made them look bad that whatever, however many dozens of guys have opted out of the season. and however many other names were on the COVID reserve list. By the way, some of the guys that have been listed as, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they tested positive for COVID. It could just mean that they had symptoms. Some of the guys that have been listed on those lists last week are off. Like Gardner Minshew, we mentioned him yesterday.
Yeah.
He's now tested negative twice and is able to go back and return to Jaguars training camp. So that's good news as well. Like a lot of those guys' names that we've seen will be okay soon, hopefully, and be able to return. Will Smith, same way for the Braves. He was throwing some simulated innings yesterday for the Braves. It sounds like they'll be able to have him back by the weekend, which is great news because he's a pitcher. I know he's a relief pitcher, but he's a pitcher.
He's a pitcher.
And anybody who can throw a baseball at a professional level right now, I think the Braves are willing to bring in. I know Alex Anthopoulos was speaking earlier. We don't have any of the audio yet. We'll get
it. We got
to
some. Brian just hit it. Brian hit us. We got some new audio. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's hear from Alex Anthopoulos.
You know, hopefully we'll have something decided here in the next few days, but we didn't come out last night with any specific determinations. And we do have a few days. I'm sure we'll talk about it again today and again tomorrow and just see how these next few days go, too.
And it, based on what we heard from him, they were already out there making calls
about
the starting rotation. Because, again, Mike Soroka getting hurt is a disaster. It's awful.
Yes, it is.
But their rotation was not good before that. Like, they had three holes before that.
Losing that guy?
Oh, losing that guy is, yeah. Here's Alex Anthopoulos again.
It's hard to make trades at any time of the year. It's always hard to line up on a deal. You know, then you have all the layers of everything that we're dealing with now makes it that much more complicated. So, you know, if I'm sitting here today, the likelihood is that we're going to continue to stay internal, but at the same time, we'll continue to inquire and see if we can line up on some type of deal.
Yeah, that's the headline from his media session earlier today. Going to stay internal to deal with the Soroka injury, which means Bryce Wilson or Wangsters. That's what it means. It means the Wangster wagon is in full effect. And again, I know I said this earlier, and you're right. This is not news or a take. It's just a fact. Some of these guys have to step up. Some of these guys have to take advantage of this opportunity. Hopefully they do.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is the time they do.
Hell, these are the guys that were untouchable. I'm sure people have called about Bryce Wilson and Kyle Wright. I'm sure they've called about him. But no, we can't hold on to them. They are our future. Well, the future is now. The future is now, man. And y'all need to get in gear. And because, like Alex said, in a regular season, or in a regular times in baseball, sometimes trades are hard. It's got to be damn near impossible to try and pull off something now, especially like you always say, Andy, you're desperate and everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you put them in a position where if these guys don't come out and perform, everybody's going to know you're even more desperate. And then you're going to get fleeced.
I know you don't like to do this because you say it's unfair. You're probably right. It probably is unfair. There's a lot of different reasons why we get into situations like this. There's a lot of blame to go around. Some of it is just bad luck. But, I mean, how much blame is reasonable to put on Alex Anthopoulos right now? Like, look, Soroka gets hurt. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
But it seemed like they had suspicions about Folty, man. Like, to roll him out there after what he did against the Marlins and then DFA him before the game was over, they seemed pretty ready to pull the plug on Folty. Yeah. And they put him out there knowing that they might pull the plug on him.
Like, his leash was short, Andy.
Cole Hamels was short. Again, Cole Hamels was short as hell. Exercising, but Cole Hamels is 36. Like, there had to be some level of concern when you signed him for $18 million that it might not work out based on what he's done the last couple of years. The Felix thing, what he opts out. There's nothing you could do about that. Like, that's just the situation that we're in. But, like, they didn't do that much to deal with their starting rotation in this offseason. They signed a couple old guys and hoped Mike Foltynewicz figured it out, and he didn't. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what happened, man. That's exactly what he was going to. Like, I got these two young guns in the front. We're going to put Folty and hopefully – at least hope that Folty, you know, can do something for us. And we're going to put we're going to put two vets on the back end. That's what it was looking like. Now, Folty, and I know somebody said something about this, because Folty can still come back, right?
Yeah. I mean, they might have to bring him back now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Choice. Like, because he there's a choice in everything, Bunk. My thing is, like, there's a choice in everything. So,
would you rather have Folty be a starter for the Braves or drink a Truly?
Damn.
Before the end of August. Folty on the mound, Truly in your cup. Which one are you choosing?
I'm gonna give Fulton another shot here.
You're a stubborn man. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, we'll get back into the Braves as the show goes on. But that was the audio from Alex Anthopoulos from earlier today. Let's hear from Todd Gurley.
I mean, I've always heard good things about it. I mean, obviously, just being able to come from a certain similar situation, being with the Rams, you know, I kind of heard it's kind of the same type of vibe, you know, same type of environment, you know, player friendly, you know, coaches are very, you know, responsive to the players and, you know, just a good environment.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a truth about Flowery Branch and the Dan Quinn regime. Players like him. They yeah. like the coaching staff. That seemed to matter in the second half of the year last year, coaching or playing for the coach's job. I'm just hopeful that player-friendly vibe and the love of Dan Quinn and everything else that, you know, that goes into that matters week one this year. Like,
yeah,
I just want him to play good football and win games.
Yeah, I don't want you to have to fight for Dan Quinn's job. You know what I'm saying? Just play for his job. You know what I'm saying?
Win.
Play, yeah, just win. Just win. You know what I mean? And I mean, Todd, from what everything that I could tell, because I'm like, I'm not around the Falcons players a lot. I don't go in the locker room. I just go by what being around them up there, Flowery Branch, or at the Car and Bike Show when I got a chance to meet a couple of them or when they come on with this, man. They just seem like they all like each other. And I've been in NFL locker rooms for 11 years. Everybody's not friends. Everybody's not like each other. We all come together and play hard for each other for one common goal, but not everybody gets along or hangs out after practice. These guys seem like they do. They do. They're like, they believe in the brotherhood. They believe in it. They are 10 toes down in it, man. And, you know, they're a welcoming bunch. And I know Dan, and I know how Dan is as far as how his players feel about him. Dan was down there in Miami. There was no more veteran-laden damn room than the Miami Dolphins defensive line. Vets all over the place. They would run through a wall for Dan Quinn. They love the hell out of Dan Quinn. So I can see what his players do.
Yeah, and that, I mean, running through walls is awesome.
Run through a wall with a W. With a W.
Win for him. Win for him early and often, and everything will be great. That's all anyone wants. All anyone cares about. Just win. Jarvis Davis is going to join us. He was up at Flowery Branch yesterday, had a chance to talk to some of the guys, and just kind of get an idea of the vibe. Has to be really weird compared to what it's normally like up there for training camp. Falcons insider or outsider, Jarvis Davis is going to join us coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. 20 minutes away from some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt. I'm still chuckling about it. I truly, truly don't want to drink it. I think it would be, you know, like companies pay people to endorse their products.
Uh-huh.
But then there's those restaurants where people go to them and the waiters are mean to you. Like, or,
yeah.
You know, companies should endorse you to be like, or pay you to be an anti-endorser. Like, you could be like the mean endorser of a product. I think it would be amazing.
Let me tell you something, man. Let some people from Truly's call over there and want me to endorse it. Man, I'll be the most Truly-est drinking lying person ever, dog.
Yeah, I know.
And I drink it too. Because you know something, dog? I don't turn down nothing but my collar. You know, I tell you, I say it all the time, but I don't turn down nothing but my collar. It's truly, truly amazing. Yeah, you see, you like the voice too. I got the radio voice. It's truly, truly amazing.
Yeah, you're selling it because the thing is about their money and everybody else's money. It's
all
spends
green.
The same. Yeah, it's green.
Yeah, it's
and
all
you
green.
Can use it.
It's
so
all
that's,
green. Yeah, it's all green. Green. Like, hey, yeah, it's all green.
We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian coming up in about 20 minutes. We should have Tiger Woods pairing for the PGA Championship before we get there. That could be a part of one of his questions. We'll see. Before we do that, though, good to welcome back our Falcons insider, Jarvis Davis, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Was up there at Flowery Branch yesterday. Hey, Jarvis.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man? I know we're going to talk Falcons, but can I just say this? Like, it absolutely sucks what happened last night. I just wanted to get that out. I've just been really thinking about that. You know, this is just horrible.
Yeah.
Just horrible. Man,
brings
me down, but you know.
No, it's okay because sometimes, you know, a news story happens in Atlanta sports and you try to come up with a creative way to talk about it. You know, you try to say something that maybe somebody else hasn't said or a unique spin on it or whatever. Mike Soroka and his Achilles tendon there's nothing to do. This just sucks. Like, there's no other way to say it, but that sucks. It's awful. It's frustrating. I'm with you. Yeah, that's basically how we started the show. It's like, yeah, this sucks. It's the worst.
Sure. Yeah, man.
It's a raggedy feeling considering, you know, he is the best pitcher on your staff. You know, but just you're right, Jarvis. It does suck. But I mean, hey, what are you gonna do? I mean, Joe Packer was just telling us, you know, Double A had his press conference or whatever, and hell, basically, you know how we call them. We call them wanksters. You know, our man John Chucker, he calls them scafozos. So that's what we're relying on right now, Jarvis. That's where we are, Jarvis. We're relying on them.
Hey, man, Double A is here to say today, man. That's what I'm counting on. I'm putting my money on Double A, man. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, I hope so. He's been really good. This is a really tough test, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I guess one good silver lining is there's training camp to talk about. It's not a normal training camp like we're used to, but nothing is right now in the world of sports. You were up there yesterday. What was it like? Like, because you've been to lots of training camps. I have to imagine yesterday was different than all the training camps you've been a part of. What was Flowery Branch like yesterday?
You know what, man? That's the one thing that really just kind of punched me in the face when I got up there, because you know how the narrative has been, well, the NFL is just rolling right along and that the NFL is going to just keep pushing and nothing is really affecting them and they're going to keep doing what they're doing. But, and it's almost as if a lot of people were taking that as they are blindly going through this and not really acknowledging what's going on. And I'm here to tell you all today, like, that is the absolute opposite. That is so far away from the truth, because when I'm talking about walking up to the tent, asking questions, have you been in contact with anybody who's tested positive? Have you lost your sense of taste and smell in the past couple of days? And giving us sensors, so if anybody gets within 6 feet of you, that sensor is going to go off and start beeping. It was just like, the NFL is doing any and everything they possibly can to try to get through these 16 games. And you heard from Grady Jarrett on yesterday that he is truly confident. And I see why. I definitely, after going up to it, visiting, going through that first session on yesterday, I see why he feels safe. I see why they think that they're going to play 16 games.
And Jarvis, with that being said, you know, because we did get a chance to talk to Grady, and Grady, you know, he was cool with it. And I think that was the biggest thing for a lot of players, as far as I'm talking about the player-wise, was the fact that that they wanted to see how they were going to be safe. Because we talked earlier, Jarvis, about Odell Beckham's, you know, the article that he had. And it was in the Wall Street Journal, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it was Wall Street Journal, yep.
Yeah, and talking about how he didn't want to do it or whatever, but that was before he saw all the protocols. So did you get a chance to see about the players? Did they let y'all in the locker room or anything close to going into the locker room to see how they're doing as far as the social distancing with the players?
No access to the locker rooms. They didn't even have any access to bathrooms on yesterday. So,
wow, really?
So, yeah, man. So, obviously they're working on getting porta potties, you know, but they haven't come in yet. But what I say, you know, you aren't getting anywhere near players. They were, I don't know, you guys remember, you know, being out of training camp, how the fans sit on top of the hill. We were actually on top of that hill by the school board. That's where they had us viewing practice, observing practice on yesterday. So it's real. They are practicing social distancing. You know, the players are spread across two fields, almost three, apart when they were doing through warm-ups and everything like that, the calisthenics. So it's real, man. Like, the NFL is going through the process with all these protocols that they just agreed upon, got the CBA agreed upon on yesterday. They are following through with it, man. So the confidence that you hear from Coach Quinn and the confidence that you hear from Grady Jarrett and Todd Gurley and all those guys, you see why. You understand. But, yeah, man, as far as getting in contact with the players, that is – I was having a conversation with a reporter on yesterday that covers the team for a network, and it was just like, all right, that thing that, you know, he does or uses to be able to cover the team and, you know, is establishing relationships with players, mm-hmm. That's going to be extremely hard this year, because more than likely you're not going to come in contact. You're not going to even come in within 6 feet, let alone 6 feet. You probably might even be able to come with 100 yards of them, because, you know, you talk about all of the protocols. Once games start, there's not going to be no access to the locker room after the game. So all of those things come into play when you you think about how to cover the team, and he's not going to be able to use that one asset that he has to cover the team. He's not going to be able to use that now. So it's when I say yesterday was a really good peek into what this season is going to look like, just from a covering standpoint, it's going to look very different. It's going to be so different, and I'm not even sure that it's going to get back to what it was.
Jarvis Davis joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, was up at Flowery Branch yesterday covering the first day of training camp. What were they doing? I know it's a long ramp-up period before contact actually starts, but I saw some videos of guys out there running routes and catching footballs and stuff like that. What did the actual practice on the field look like?
Well, like I said, it started off with doing the calisthenics, and like everybody was 6 feet apart, and you know they had different groups, and they had when the trainers yelling out, you know, directives to start off, and then they broke off into groups and was throwing a football around, and everybody trying to figure out, like, okay, now who is that guy? Okay, oh, that's Todd Gurley right there. Oh, that's the guy with the locks. Oh, yeah, is that Marlon Davidson? No, that's Davidson. You know, it's just because they didn't have jerseys on yesterday, so it was definitely an acclimation period from the reporter standpoint too. So, and then you know they started doing a little throwing the football around. They paired off into groups, and the linemen started working together. And offensive linemen broke off, and the defensive linemen broke off, and they started working on individual little drills here and there. And actually, coaches weren't on the field. That was another part of it too. So it was just a matter of guys, you know, getting together into groups and breaking off and working on different routes and doing some individual drills.
Jarvis, was there a specific time limit? Because we know, you know, you said you guys were over by the scoreboard. Did they have a specific time of how long the players had to be out on the field?
Well, I know that they were out on the field. They were only on the field for exactly an hour. So,
okay.
That's how that worked out. While they were out there on the field, and once they were done, it was a scramble to the locker room to get back to the dormitories.
I know you posted a picture of Tack McKinley yesterday, looking good, like looking ready for the season, which is great. Looked good last year too. Unfortunately, didn't have the season we wanted. How much pressure is on him coming into this year?
I like how you do that nice little shot. That is such a typical Andy kind
yes,
of
is.
Shot. Right,
yes,
little underlining,
yes,
what I
is.
Said,
like peek of a needle into his side,
yes,
and just run off.
He wasn't very good last year.
Go to the
he needs to be better than that.
Yeah, he is. I mean, here's the thing, and Carl responded to my. I tweeted out yesterday a picture of Tack McKinley, like you mentioned, and I've always been a guy to kind of pay attention to how guys' bodies look. Pause. when they come back from training camp. So you know, because when you take a look at it, when you have a certain level of talent, Randy, you know this too.
Yeah.
Like once you get come into your rookie year. Okay, you pretty much going off of the talent you already have. And once you figure out what that game, what you can do with your amount of talent, then you go back and start looking at film, and then you start working on certain aspects of your body. Hey, I need to know I need to have more lower body strength, so I'm going to come back and try to, you know, strengthen my legs so I can be ready in the fourth quarter when I'm trying to get my win back and try to get to the quarterback. So to be able to change your body, to me, it shows that you're serious. Because I'll never forget when Grady Jarrett, when I really recognized like how he was real bottom heavy, and then he came back and it looked like his shoulders had spread to Cam Newton size, and you see he was real big up top, and then that's when you start to really see him. Being consistently that guy that's getting in the backfield and getting those TFLs and causing a disruption, and then you see the results of that. That he got that big boy contract. So
exactly.
See, recognizing Tack and seeing like, okay, he looks different. He's not as pudgy as he was. So you will hope that kind of transitions into some production on the field. And like you said, you can't have production on the field if he doesn't make a concerted effort to try to do that. So
right.
for Carl to, you know, make the joke, I understand. I get it. It's deserving. You know, he wants to, you know, I don't care about all he do is change his sacks, you know, getting up to that double-digit number because that's what everybody wants. So I think that with how he's come back and them not picking up the option, going into a contract year, I think it's going to benefit both parties if Tack has a good year this year. So don't be surprised if that happens. But, you know, based off of what he's already – the precedent he's already set, don't be surprised if he doesn't. But it was just an observation for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, well, that's all you Jarvis, can do right now is observe at this point. Jarvis, we appreciate
Jarvis,
it, man.
Hold on. We got to go. Jarvis, are you going to be in the Huckabuck business with me and Big George, in or out?
I'm in, man. You know,
okay, that's all
in.
Okay.
I was always referred to the candy lady, so, yeah, I'm always in for the candy lady business because, you know – She probably retired and already done made all her money, so we're going to bring it back, man. It's all about the retro, right? That's where the money
is. Yes, sir. And them pickles.
Thank you, Jarvis.
Appreciate
all right,
it,
man. Y'all take it easy, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jarvis Davis, Falcons reporter, Falcons insider up there at Flower Branch yesterday. Also, Randy's business partner. We'll come back. We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Midday show with Andy and Randy. On a Tuesday, we're 20 minutes away from getting back into what's trending to start the 1 o'clock hour. Going to be another early AMA. AMA at 1:20 again today, so we need your questions in early because Dante Fowler is going to join us from Falcons training camp at 1:40. Like
Wasn't
Randy
his birthday yesterday,
yesterday?
Too? His birthday
it was everybody's
right?
birthday yesterday.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It was Fowler's birthday, it was Todd Gurley's birthday, Youngway Koo's
birthday. It's President
Obama's
birthday today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's President Obama's birthday today. Who else's birthday was it? I know it's your
sister's
birthday.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only people I know.
Wow, it's a lot of birthdays going
on. Yeah, man.
So Dante Fowler. No, it's Mike Soroka's birthday today.
Yeah, Mike Soroka, yeah.
I mean, sucks. Probably not the best birthday he's ever had. We'll get back to that top of the 1 o'clock hour as well as Alex Anthopoulos met with the media at 11:30 and kind of laid out pretty clearly what their game plan is going forward. Game plan seems like staying internal, using the guys that you got, using all those great prospects we've been hearing about for years that they were unwilling to trade. Well, the reason you don't trade them, hopefully, is so they can come up and contribute to the big league club. Hopefully some of them are ready to do that right now. So we'll let you hear from Alex Anthopoulos in about 20 minutes. Before we get to that, though, let's get to Brian and some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gebhardt.
Brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dial 678 ESOG now. Hey, Brian.
What up, B?
Hey, guys. This isn't a good question. It's just a question I got to know the answer to. When is Tiger playing on Thursday? Why do I only have two sets of tee time so far?
I don't know.
Oh, my damn.
I don't know why they're making us wait like this. I don't know why. Yeah. They decided, because the first one they released is obvious. It's the three major champions from last year, except Tiger, which is frustrating. And then the other group they released is kind of like random. John Rahm, Phil Mickelson. I don't know why we don't know when Tiger's playing. I don't know. Come on.
Here's the pairing.
Make with the info.
It's going to be Tiger, JT, and Bryson. And it'll be at 1:38 Eastern time, I think.
1:38 Eastern time would be good because that would give him a late tee time on Friday, which is what we want. We want as much time between his Thursday round and his Friday round for him to rest, recover, stretch, massage, whatever it is Tiger needs. Because it's not warm out there, Randy. Mm-hmm. August in San Francisco is not warm weather. It's weird. It's like mid-60s, and it could be cooler than that earlier in the day. So we want Tiger's rounds as spaced out as possible. That's what we're looking for.
You know what I need, and I know the wonderful people over at ESOG. I know them, and this is dogs. They love the Georgia Bulldogs. When the hell is this segment go back to damn good dog questions?
You want to talk about Bubba? We'll talk about Bubba if you want.
Dog questions.
I mean,
shut up, Andy.
Oh, here you go. Russell Henley, former dog. Russell Henley.
We got there. Just flat telling me to shut up.
Hey, here's your tie-in. Here's your tie-in, Randy. Russell Henley got in because all of the other guys are opting out. All the international
players.
Where
the hell is Russell
Henley? He's just an old Georgia player.
Hey, with the Georgia player.
Yeah.
Isn't Brendan Todd a Georgia guy? He played pretty good last weekend.
Yeah, Brendan Todd. You got Harris
Patrick
English.
Patrick Reed.
A bunch of random guys
really
up there.
You don't really claim Patrick Reed.
No, we don't claim him.
He got kicked out, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
Kevin Kisner.
Yeah,
Kis is a great player. He could show out this weekend.
Yeah, there's 7 or 8 dogs that could go win it out there. Yeah. We'll find out Tiger's tea time. You know, I'll ask you about it again tomorrow. I'll get to a football question here. Seahawks coach Pete Carroll just keeps the door wide open for both a Josh Gordon return and a possible addition of Antonio Brown. Now, we found out last week that Antonio Brown will be suspended for 8 games. If you're Antonio Brown, the Ravens and the Seahawks both continue to leave the door open, want to keep the conversation going. If everything is equal, pay, all that good stuff, all the kickers, all the incentives, which of those two teams would you want to go to if you're Antonio Brown?
I'm going to Seahawks. And here's
why.
That's
a damn good question.
I'm going to go to Seahawks because the Seahawks are going to throw the ball more in the position where I'm at. You know, the Ravens are a run first team. Are you telling? And I know the Seahawks, they are one of the best run teams too. Don't get it twisted. But I think he'll catch closer to 60 balls in Seattle than he would in Baltimore because of the way Baltimore's offense is. I would love to play with Lamar Jackson, but to go with Lamar Jackson, you got to go in there and dig out them safeties and do all that stuff. And, you know, AB ain't the biggest dude, but if I'm him, I'm going to Seattle.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, again, he's going to miss half the year because of his suspension. So, they've got DK Metcalf, who had a nice rookie season. Tyler Lockett, kind of sneaky, one of the better slot receivers in the league. They want Josh Gordon. Like, Pete Carroll and those guys want to bring Josh. Can you bring Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown on your team at the same time?
With that kind of locker room and that kind of leader in Russell, you could. Okay. But with that being said, I don't care. I'm not bringing back. I mean, Josh Norman. Why would I bring Josh Norman in? Gordon, whatever the hell his name is. Why would I bring him in?
Because he's really good.
He's talented. He's serviceable now. But I'm another. I mean, cool, whatever.
You can't trust him. Just make sure.
Hey, don't unpack your bags. Won't make it because he has not proven anything to anybody that he'll be all right. So whatever.
So why don't I phrase the question like this? If you're a wide receiver, would you rather your offensive coordinator be Brian Schottenheimer or Greg Roman?
Brian Schottenheimer.
Really? Really? I'd rather play Greg Roman.
Shot is a damn dork. He's a damn dork. But, I mean, his offense, Greg Roman's offense has always been like it is now. Run-based offense. But, yeah, Schottenheimer runs the ball because that's what Pete wants to do. Schottenheimer, he's a little bit more creative. But he's a damn dork.
Yeah, and again, like, they stuck to the run so hard last year when so clearly letting Russell Wilson be Russell Wilson was what made that offense work. And they still would, I mean, to the point where, like, they had all their great running backs injured and they're handing it off to Travis Homer and guys like that. Like, I don't know. If I'm Antonio Brown, I think I'd rather go to Baltimore.
Jordan Reed, recently signed by the San Francisco 49ers, a really good tight end that's dealt with a number of health issues, at least 6 concussions that we know of, a bunch of hamstring issues as well. What's your initial reaction when you see that Jordan Reed is still playing football?
Ooh, I'm telling you this. My initial reaction is if he can stay healthy and you put him with that damn George Kittle, bro, you got some problems. Because when he's right, Reed is one of the best tight ends in football. That's how good a player he is. But with them damn concussions, man, and I'll tell you what, one thing I know about Jordan, he's set for life if you look at the money that he's made in this league. But, I mean, to deal with all the concussions that he's dealt with, I've had a teammate that was like that. And back then, we just wouldn't play. It's all good. Shake it off. How many numbers you're holding up? 4 when you got 3 fingers. That's cool. Whatever. But in all seriousness, man, this guy, man, to miss all this time with a concussion, that means that it might be time for you to hang it up, man, because there's no helmet out there that's going to prevent you from getting another concussion. It's not.
No.
I'm sorry. And they can say, Andy, you should see, and I don't mean to cut you off because this irritates me that they sit there and try and sell these players on, oh, this helmet will reduce concussion. It says reduce, not get rid of. So I just hope nothing bad happens to him, man.
Me too. You're right. He's awesome. And you put him in that offense with Kittle, that's a good tight end duo. Like, does the NFL have an obligation to step in at some point, though, with certain guys? Like,
it's a possibility, yeah.
He's been out with a concussion for over a year. Like, that's...
Yeah, ever since Keanu Neal hit him.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's a hard hit. It's a really hard hit. So, yeah, I mean, look, if he plays, I just pray that he's okay. Just pray that he's okay. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. We'll hear from Alex Anthopoulos about Mike Soroka and replacing him. All the other big stories as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.